You never know how God's going to work, huh?
I know, really.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I was very, very grateful and thankful to be a part of the weekend, this past weekend, and to be with all the loving saints. And I counted it quite a privilege to have the opportunity to work with Darlene in the planning of the weekend, different events, people that she would like to have teach and share. And it was great working with her. She's a very wise lady. She had great insight on things. And what really touched my heart perhaps the most was she wanted to give everybody something. Isn't that something?
Absolutely.
She wanted to give. Mm-hmm. And so she worked with Jan Booz, who was able to do some typing and all that stuff, and put together the gift that was handed out, the booklet, The Magnificent Name of Jesus Christ. And this was a very special teaching for her and Ken, and this is what she wanted to do to give the saints. And so I'm real blessed this worked, and that people have the opportunity to receive this. The next step after you receive something is to act on it. So my encouragement for all of you that were there and received the booklet is to read it, to use it. And it is phenomenal. And I'm going to share a little bit out of the book, but before I do, I've asked Allison to share a little bit. She's read the whole darn thing already.
I have, Bob. I had time today, and I think it took me between about an hour and a half or two to go through it all. And like Bob, I was moved to tears when I heard that Darlene had a gift for us, that in the face of such a challenging situation, she's an example to us all. No matter what happens, we continue to give and to bless and to think of others more than we think of ourselves. So I thought there's just two paragraphs here on page 58 and 59 I'd like to share with you. And it so much is how Ken speaks. It's in Ken speak. It's great. Oh, how we get caught up in all of our problems. It's only because we're setting our affection on the things on earth, not in the things above. We are not seeing our true life, which is hid with Christ in God. Man, we have it made. There's nothing the devil can do in your life anymore to stop you from getting all that God has for you. All he can do is try to get you to not see what you've been given. What would happen if the church saw its potential? What would happen in our lives if we really saw who we truly are? I believe God is bringing the church to that place. I believe more and more that God is showing us who we really are individually and then as a church. We are the greatest thing happening on the face of the earth. We really are. In fact, the truth is, we are the only thing happening on the face of the earth. Everything else going on is a mess. There is no hope for mankind. If you think that because a certain political party got in office, things are going to change, forget it. That's not the hope. And it certainly isn't the hope that the Cubs win the World Series. We put so much thought into other stuff that really, when you get honest about it, means so little compared to the really valuable things in this life.
Wow. Yeah, that's a great segment there. Well, with the title of this book, The Magnificent Name of Jesus Christ, Obviously, that name is above every name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know from the scripture, at that name, how many knees shall bow?
Every
knee is going to bow to that name. So there's got to be power in that name. And we have the opportunity to really tap into this power and use it as God would direct us. So I'd like to share some segments in the first several pages here. And it starts with this. What God has put on my heart to share is the magnificent name of Jesus Christ. I didn't even realize what that meant until tonight, because I never thought about where we get the word magnificent. I mean, it's great, but it's not quite the same as the word great. Where do you think the word magnificent comes from? What would be the root word? Magnify. This week, I bought a little device for my computer. I know the manuals are now put out for 15-year-olds because they are the only ones that have the eyes to be able to really read what is written on those little sheets of paper.
Really?
It's amazing how much they can get on one little piece of paper. I have a set of Oxford English dictionaries, and they come with a magnifying glass.
Wow.
Because the print is even smaller than those computer manuals.
Hmm.
So I had to get that magnifying glass out to read the instructions, which proved to be no good anyway. What's the purpose of the magnifying glass? It makes it so that I can see the print. It gets larger, right? So I can see the print clearly. That's the whole point of magnifying, so I can see the print clearly. Acts 19:17. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on all of them, on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was
magnified.
What? That's what I trust that this teaching will be for all of us. That the name of the Lord Jesus will be magnified so we can see it more clearly and we can understand it more clearly. We will be able to see what this name is all about and how it relates to our day-to-day living. Perhaps the greatest section in the Word regarding the name of Jesus is in Philippians. Philippians 2, 8 through 11. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is just the most amazing truth. We will clearly see what the name Jesus or Jesus Christ means in our life. That is the name God has set for him and has highly exalted for him. He gave Jesus a name that is above every name, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. It is the name that is higher than every name in heaven and on earth. We have the right to use the name of Jesus. Isn't that something? Every knee that has got to bow to that name. If we could really see this, then what about sickness and disease in our lives? It's got to bow to the name of Jesus. What about the enemies that come up against us? They have to bow to the name of Jesus. If the church could truly see the greatness of the name of Jesus Christ, what great victory we would walk in. And I'm going to move on a little further. And he mentions Ephesians 1:3. This is one of the occurrences of the phrase, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Notice that the word blessed is used in three different forms. The first form, blessed, means worthy of praise. He is to be blessed. The reason he is to be blessed is because he has blessed us. He has blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings. But here's the great thing. Are we going to see in this teaching? But here's the great thing we are going to see in this teaching. All those blessings are in Christ. Do you know you don't have a single blessing outside of Christ? There's not one blessing promised to us in the church to born-again ones that is outside of Christ. God has chosen to work in our lives because of our relationship with Him. And who are we in Christ? This is going to be so clear. And again, I'm going to jump a little further here. Ephesians 1:17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Do you see what the greatest revelation that God has given of Himself is? That He is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, He made Himself known as Jehovah. Or some people would say the proper pronunciation of the Hebrew word would be Yahweh. Sometimes you have the Jehovah people who will fight with the Yahweh people, because the Yahweh people say from the original Hebrew that the word be pronounced Yahweh. The Jehovah people would say, well, that's your way of pronouncing it, but our way is Jehovah. Do you know how the Hebrews pronounced it? They didn't. They did not. They considered it blasphemy to actually speak the name. So whenever they would get out that word and they would pronounce it as Adonai, which is another word for Lord. The greatest revelation of God is that He is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the greatest revelation? That He is the Lord and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because He is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to see that He has become our God and our Father. Again, I'm going to jump ahead here. What is it to carry out the Master's business in your life? Only God can show you specifically what it is He wants you to be doing. I can't tell you that. You know why? Because I'm not the Master. It's not Ken Petty's business. It is the Master's business. But when you get involved in doing the Master's business, you should expect that all of the resources that you need to be available to you. Okay. I think we heard that quite a bit during the weekend, didn't we? That God's going to work with you. Amen. All right, I'm jumping ahead here. See, you guys are going to have to read between the lines here and fill in. There's some great, great stuff here. I'm on page 12. the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And think about this. How should we say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, especially when we consider that he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, and we consider all that he has done for us in our lives. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We should say it with great amazement and with great thanksgiving. We should express that he truly is to be blessed. The more we realize what God has taken us out of, the more we will want to praise him. Sometimes people will ask you the question, are you blessed? Well, yeah, you're blessed. You mean if you're having a bad day, you're not blessed with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ?
Really?
If you're having a bad day, you're not accepted in the Beloved? If you're having a bad day, you're not chosen by God to be his son? If you're having a bad day, God has not given you an inheritance? You know, if you're having a bad day, it hasn't changed any of that. You're still blessed. All of your bad days are not going to keep you from one day seeing the fullness of all of God's blessings in your life. Unfortunately, what we do when we're having a bad day is we focus on ourselves. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a little pity party. Mm-hmm. Of course, when I have a pity party, it's a petty pity party. Of course, when I have a pity party, it's petty pity party. We get so focused on ourselves while all of these wonderful blessings are right before us. Here is all that God has done for us for all eternity. And I think that I'm not blessed. I'm just not blessed. I'm sorry. I'm just not blessed today. Oh, you're not? Oh, what blessing has changed? Which one of them here in Ephesians has changed now because you're having a bad day? We get so focused on ourselves and our days and how things are going for us, and we forget what we truly have. I was having a bad day yesterday, but I decided not to get miserable about it. I was not going to let it steal what God has given to me. We can all choose how to respond to a bad day. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Isn't that fantastic? Mm-hmm. Finally here, page 14, later, we are going to look at Jesus in the garden. He cried, Abba, Father. The Aramaic word Abba only occurs 3 times in the Greek New Testament. Jesus used the words Abba, Father, and the only other time that Abba is used of this most intimate relationship is where it says, we now cry, Abba, Father. We cry, Abba. We now enjoy the same relationship with the Father that Jesus has because of who we are in him. Yeah. Isn't that fantastic?
Mm-hmm.
So, looking forward to reading the rest of this book, and I encourage you to pick it up and read through it. It's only going to bless you and remind you of all the spiritual blessings that you have. God bless you.
Amen.